Studying to become a teacher comes with several requirements. One is a semester of full-time teaching, but these college students don't get paid to teach, and the financial burden it puts on them keeps some from achieving their dream. KUNC's Stephanie Daniel has more on a new program that's removing this barrier.
Destiny Martinez is sitting at a small table in the hallway of Murphy Creek School in Aurora. She's working on reading exercises with three second graders.
So we're going to go through the first one and then the second one. So, okay.
Special one.
Martinez is a student teacher. She's 23 and Hispanic and says growing up in Denver, she didn't have teachers that looked like her.
And a majority of the kids in that neighborhood were Hispanic, but like I said, there weren't really any teachers that really knew anything about us, so it was kind of hard to connect to them.
That's why the senior at Metropolitan State University of Denver is studying early childhood education, or ECE. But unlike her classmates, she's getting paid to student teach through the new Prepare to Teach initiative.
The big cost of student teaching is the fact that you're paying for your student teaching time and working full time without getting paid.
Dorothy Shapland is an assistant professor of ECE at MSU Denver and a coordinator for the program. The full school year classroom residency program allows selected students, like Martinez, to teach 3 or 4 days a week while finishing their degree.
Many of our students of color, many of our students who have experienced some kind of hardship or come from generational poverty or have any kind of issues financially or struggling financially, have a very hard time completing student teaching.
And if they don't student teach, they can't get their license. Without it, graduates of ECE programs often end up working in preschools where they make a lot less money.
And so that's what we're trying to work on, is how to solve that.
Karen DeMoss works at Bank Street College in New York City and is the executive director of Prepared to Teach. The national project has worked for 4 years across the nation and is now working with dozens of partnerships between higher education and P-12 school districts around the country, including MSU Denver and other Colorado colleges.
But the problem is, if you don't have that grant funding or you don't have a big philanthropy behind you, how can a candidate afford to do an entire year of free student teaching?
Using data from these institutions, DeMoss is figuring out how to make residencies more affordable and accessible, as well as studying the financial burdens student teachers face.
We know you need to be able to focus if you want to learn. And we need to be able to help future teachers focus while they're learning so they can help our children focus when they're in school.
MSU Denver received $14,000 to plan and implement their residency program and pay two student teachers, Destiny Martinez, who we met earlier, and 23-year-old Aaliyah Humphrey.
Fantastic. How many syllables is that?
Three.
Humphrey, who is biracial but identifies as Black, is also teaching at Murphy Creek School. Growing up, she never had a Black teacher, so Humphrey is excited about the residency, but thinks her first real job will still be chaotic.
I think my first year, I'm probably still going to feel like that, but a little less hectic because I have been doing this now. I have been doing it for a year, and so it'll feel, I think, more smooth.
There's not a lot of data on the success of residency programs, but a report from the National Nonpartisan Research Group Learning Policy Institute says they can lead to less teacher turnover and better classroom outcomes. And it says students of color are more likely to enroll than other programs. Colorado lawmakers believe in them, too. They passed a bill last year allocating more money to expand effective teacher residency programs.
Go ahead and read.
The boys watch as
Destiny Martinez has been student teaching for less than a semester and already feels like she's making a difference.
Being one of the only Hispanic teachers here, I've already made connections with some of the girls that are Hispanic.
MSU Denver's teacher residency program is only funded until the end of this school year. But coordinator Dorothy Shapland hopes, through state or philanthropic grants, they can keep it going. Stephanie Daniel, KUNC.